Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you as always from the Radio Bunker. Joining us on the horn right now. He spent two decades covering the Detroit Tigers minor league system. He also spent some time covering Mid-American Conference athletics and hoops, and as well as the Cleveland Cavaliers, if I'm not mistaken. Our good buddy John Wagner. You can find him on Twitter at John Wagner Sport. He was trolling me earlier in the week about Larry Bird, and I said, I'm not even, you know, you would be surprised. As I was approached with this question, John, some young punk kid tried to say that LaMelo Ball is better than Larry Bird. And I said, now, this is outrageous. I said, this is outrageous. And somebody brought it immediately to my table, said, Bellino, I need you to weigh in on this. I said, the kid's smoking rock. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, stay off the weed, as Stephen A. Smith would say. There's no, LaMelo Ball is about 40 games into his career as a professional. He just broke his wrist. He's done for the season. Yes, he's been great for the Charlotte Hornets, and he's been just superb since entering the starting lineup. But there's no way after this sample size you could say he's better than Larry Bird. That was never my comment to begin with, John.
Oh, I understand. Your comment, if I understand it correctly, is Larry Bird breaks down in today's NBA. Am I right? Do I have it?
Yes. My entire argument with Larry Bird, and I have seen him play and score however many points because he wanted to play left-handed. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, somebody actually said, no, I'm going to shoot left-handed tonight, and I'm going to do it. And by the time Jordan was ready to take over and take the reins, Magic and Bird, they were on their way out. But Larry had back problems, but the guy still, I mean, the three-point contest with the shooting shirt on, the dude is a legend. He's a top 50 player of all time. He's probably a top 10 player of all time, but it's a different era, and I don't know how he fits in as a small forward in today's game when you have to play the likes of LeBron James and Giannis and Kevin Durant. Hell, Jeremy Grant for the Pistons right now. Like, you're asking him to guard guys that are just superior athletes.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, I think that, and you got to understand, Larry Bird is a great athlete. I mean, he was a two-way star in college. He also played baseball very well. The guy he reminds me of, the guy who I think's game is patterned after Larry Bird's game, is Dirk Nowitzki. Okay? Do you think
Dirk Nowitzki?
Do you think Dirk could play in today's NBA?
Dirk could play? Absolutely. He absolutely can.
That's what I figured. And I'm going to tell you, if Dirk could, he absolutely could, is right. So could Larry Bird. They're the same guy. Dirk's a little taller. Larry is a better shooter and a better passer by an eyelash. Yeah, probably more than an eyelash.
And
he's a spectacular passer.
And for me, the big thing with Dirk would be the fact that as a power forward, he's got a much easier cover in today's game defensively than what Larry would have. And that's why, you know, Dirk is Dirk. As a power forward, as a big man, his responsibilities and who he's got to guard, it's much easier than to have Larry out there trying to guard Giannis. Like, ugh, man. But then again, we don't know. Like, he can be great for his era, which he was. There's no doubt about it. Dirk can be great in his era, which he was. We just get caught up in the who's who and, you know, who's the top five of all time. And it's impossible, but it's a fun argument at times because we'll never know. We'll never get to see him play.
Yeah. You know, and let me just give you one other example, and I promise I won't say another word. I'll even tie it up in a nice bow. Nice little bow for you. We had Elgin Baylor pass recently.
Yes, we did.
Elgin was a high flyer way, way before, you know, whether it's Michael Jordan or Julius Erving, who I think is the highest of high flyers. Elgin Baylor was that guy before those guys. An elite talent. Never got to saw. I'm sure you never saw him play. I've only seen video of his games playing back in the day. Elite player. But he played in the 50s. I get it. Different time. But the problem with trying to compare with Elgin Baylor, how would Elgin Baylor fit in now? Well, the Elgin Baylor of the 50s and the Elgin Baylor that would be produced nowadays are different guys. Training is different. skill development is different. The route to the pros is different. They would end up being different to some degree now than the player they developed into back in the day. Does that make sense? I mean, it's just the route is different. So expecting that the Elgin Baylor who was produced in the 50s would be exactly the same guy we see now, I think that's just a fool's errand. So you just got to say, was he an elite player in his day? If so, you have to assume he would be an elite player now.
And I can agree with that because, the like you said, the path, the training, the skill development, you know, how the game has evolved, everything
style game, yeah, sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, so, no, that,
yeah. That makes, you know, I mean, Wilt is a great rebounder, but when teams were missing a gazillion shots, that's why he averaged 20 rebounds a game. Who, I mean, outside of Dennis Rodman, who can do that these days? And you got to remember, you saw Rodman.
Yeah.
All he did was grab rebounds. He wouldn't even take shots, you know? He had to be hell-bent for rebounds to get even close to what Wilt did back in the day. Just, I guess what I'm saying is your argument that it's a different game cuts both ways.
Amen.
But, you know.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. For our listeners who don't know, John is actually located in the land of 10,000 lakes, and there's something that's also happening outside of March Madness in the NCAA tournament, and that is the fact
don't
that
you know.
Oh, the Frozen Four is happening. Michigan could not compete in the NCAA tournament due to a COVID issue, a COVID-related issue, so they were eliminated even beforehand. But you have three teams in the state of Minnesota in the Frozen Four: Minnesota State, Minnesota Duluth, St. Cloud State, and then you get UMass. Like, so as we in this area of the country, you know, we're all locked in on college hoops. And of course the NFL draft is coming up. We're going to get to baseball on opening day right now here shortly in a minute. But the, what is the college hockey scene like out there? Is this just nuts? I mean, the state's got to just be rabid over the fact they got three teams in the Frozen Four.
You betcha, Anthony, you betcha. Don't you know? Everybody is fired up for hockey around here. And it was actually, I can't be more serious when I say I struggled to find people with basketball brackets because, you know, Minnesota struggled. They fired their coach. They weren't good. And that's the only Division I team in the area. In hockey, they had all five teams from the state make it to the tournament. Only one has lost to a team from out of state. I mean, Minnesota State defeated Minnesota yesterday. That's the only reason the Gophers aren't in. And all the other teams are there. If I did the math correctly, against teams from out of state, those five Minnesota schools are 8-1. And you have got it. Don't you know, everybody in this state is frothing over the Final Four. You betcha, they are excited.
Well, I'm glad they are. And if Michigan would have been involved, I'm sure we would have paid attention as well. But yeah, that wasn't in the cards, unfortunately. There was, however, historic. Hey, yeah, sir.
I you know, before you move off of this, hockey it's an interesting mix between the college football playoff, where we've only got four teams, and yeah, I know. We can predict who three of them are every year. I get it, okay? And basketball has 662 teams, and we have upsets galore, and Oral Roberts is the fourth best team in their league, but is a Sweet 16 team. I mean, come on. Seriously, to me, that's what makes this tournament a sham, okay? I've watched Oral Roberts in their league tournament. That is a bad league, the Summit. That is not good basketball. And they won twice. They made it to the Sweet 16. So that's why I love that people love the theater of it. I get it. You want to see upsets. Understood. But don't tell me that produces a real champion. It doesn't. You know, it just produces great theater. If you want great theater, go for it. If you want champions, you got to do something else. Hockey, might be, and you have to tell me if you agree or disagree with this, in that sweet spot right in the middle, there are 16 teams that make the NCAA hockey tournament. All 16 of them could win the national title. Very realistically. All you have to do is look back a couple years ago. Bowling Green, who I, as you well know, I covered for years. A few years back, they were the last team out of the tournament. And hockey, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to go, I'm going to try not to digress too long here. They use a formula to pick their team. There's no backroom dealing. They use the formula. And whoever the top X number of teams are, they're in the tournament. Boom, done, set. Okay? Bowling Green missed the tournament by 0.2 of a point. I believe that's 5 decimal places off, okay? So, I mean, a small, small, tiny, infinitesimal margin. They just missed. The team that made it as the final at-large team in the tournament was Providence. Would you like to tell me, or would you like to guess how Providence did in the tournament?
I have no idea.
Take a shot at it.
They won it all.
They won it all.
Of course
they
did.
You are absolutely correct. Of course they did. And that's the thing. I to me, it's a matter of how many elite teams do you have? Let's have a tournament that has the elite teams in it, okay? So for basketball, you know what? I didn't follow it closely enough this year. Judge for yourself. How many elite teams are there in basketball? Don't have to answer me now. Just give it some thought. Are there 12? Are there 16? Are there 20? You decide for yourself. Get those teams in the tournament and shut the door from there.
No. As far as I'm concerned. No. No. Oh, well, come on, John. Are you kidding me right now? You just want chalk across the board, John. What about Oral Roberts? I know you mentioned him. You said the Summit League is trash, which I agree with. But, I mean, isn't it fun to watch them beat Ohio State? Give them a chance. Make them roll the ball out there and play for 40 minutes.
Here's the thing, Anthony. Do you want the tournament to be entertainment, or do you want it to get a champion? Which do you want?
I think we can crown a champion and be entertained.
I don't. Because the risk of being entertaining and having Oral Roberts win means they're knocking out elite teams. I want to see elite teams play. You know me. I want to see elite teams play. I don't want Oral Roberts knocking out somebody who's deserving. And trust me, don't even shout at me that Ohio State wasn't deserving, okay? They were the number 2 team. Your argument is with the committee. If they didn't deserve it, okay?
I have no beef with that. They were a great team.
I want a tournament that has strictly top 4 seeds. Give me that. I don't need basketball to be strictly entertainment at this point. If you want it to be a champion, give me the best team. I'm not looking for it to be entertainment. I'm just not. If you are going for it, to me, the entertainment is watching elite teams play one another. That's entertainment.
Wow. I mean, so we put the poll out. What would you rather have, bowl season or March Madness? 85% of voters voted for March Madness. They prefer the March Madness tournament over the 4-game exhibition BS, whatever that committee gives us every year that we say, oh, this is great. Like, I mean, hey, Cincinnati, they were playing good football. Roll it out there. See if they can be an Oral Roberts. They got guys that want to go to the NFL, and guess what? Nobody's trying to protect them from NFL players, whether it's like Mike Warren or James Hudson or whomever else. Those kids have dreams and aspirations of playing in the National Football League. There's going to be a talent disparity there. Sure, but let's kick it off and let's play. But you don't want to let Cincinnati have a shot against Alabama. You want to close the door on the little guy, John.
What you're telling me is 80%, 85% of the voters want entertainment. They don't really want a true champion. That's what you're telling me. And the moment an entertaining team knocks out a high seed, you are costing yourself a chance to watch the best possible product. You are. And if you think that you're not, you're wrong. You want to have the best team playing. You cannot tell me that the best tournament possible has the fourth place team in the Summit League in it. Anthony, you're telling me the best possible tournament has the fourth place team in the Summit League in it. Are you seriously? Come on.
Oh, I'm serious. Fourth place team in the Summit League. You got hot at the right time, baby. Let's go. Let's roll the dice. Let's roll it out there and have a little fun, Oral Roberts. Even though the USA Today did try to cancel Oral Roberts. But that's another story for another day. I mean, it's just, it's a wonderful time of year. John, I'm really anxious then to ask this next question. The expanded postseason last year in Major League Baseball. I'm actually kind of a fan of the way baseball did things where you just took your divisional champions and then you added a wild card. They added a second wild card. So, okay. Okay, all right, I can kind of get with that. But last year, because of the COVID-shortened season, you had three teams in the AL East, three teams in the Central, and two teams in the West. They got big. They went eight teams in each league and decided that we're going to run with an expanded playoff format with only 30 teams, 16 teams making the playoffs. That's more than half the league. I based on this conversation alone, I have to say you frown upon that idea.
Well, here's the only reason I didn't last year is because it was such a small sample size. Baseball is built on a 162-game sample size. Over 162 games, a team is what their record says they are, the great Bill Parcells line. When you only had 60 games, there's some waffle factor, okay? So I did not mind an expanded tournament last year. Because you weren't sure, because you only had 60 games, a team gets hot. I mean, we saw the Tigers right around 500 for a long stretch of that 60-game schedule. At the end, they couldn't keep it going. They didn't make it. Probably an accurate representation of that team. But because it was a shortened season, I was okay with the expanded playoffs. Now, if you're going back to 162, you don't need 16 teams in it. You just don't. You need about half that. Eight. You want to have 10 and have an extended wild card. I have to admit, early on, I was not a fan of the one and done wild card. The more I've thought about it, the more I have become a fan, because when the early playoff rounds, I mean, back when there were only four teams making it, and suddenly the wild card was on even footing with the three division champs, that's not right. This way, they are not on even footing. You lose one game, and it happens to be that wild card game, you're done. And if you win that game, you've had to shoot one of your best bullets. You probably use their number one starter, so you're at a disadvantage when that second round of playoffs come out and you're playing a division champ. I have to admit, I really like the format of five teams.
Amen. I 100% can't agree with you there. He's our good buddy, John Wagner. Find him on Twitter, John Wagner Sport. John, my friend, is always partner. Thank you so much for your time. Heated debate today, and I love it. Thanks, my man.
Hey, some days you have to have a heated debate to stay warm in Minnesota, but not today probably, but thanks for the opportunity. Stay safe, world.